News release. Grand River Conservation Authority. The Grand River Conservation Authority, GRCA, and municipal emergency response agencies throughout the watershed are concerned about the increased use of frozen natural water bodies for on-ice activities such as skating and ice fishing this winter. Most of these water bodies are not monitored for the purpose of winter recreation and may not be safe. Ice fishing is strongly discouraged in areas where ice conditions are not monitored. Anglers are advised to avoid areas downstream of dams and stay off the ice at the mouth of the Grand River. While colder temperatures allow for some ice formation, daily changes in temperature, wind, precipitation, and underwater currents greatly affect ice conditions. This winter has been warmer than usual, with significant fluctuations in temperatures, adding to the risk. On rivers and creeks in particular, moving water can further weaken ice that may otherwise look stable. Accessing frozen natural water bodies puts both the public and municipal first responders at risk. Anyone who falls through the ice could experience hypothermia and death before emergency services are able to provide assistance. Banks adjacent to rivers and creeks are very slippery and, when combined with cold, fast-moving water, pose a serious hazard. Parents are encouraged to remind their children of the risks associated with these hazards and keep pets away from all water bodies. Select Grand River conservation areas, including Bellwood Lake, Guelph Lake, Pinehurst Lake, and Shades Mills, are monitoring ice conditions and will offer ice fishing if conditions permit. For up-to-date status of winter activities in Grand River conservation areas, visit www.grandriver.ca/activity-status. These conservation areas are subject to provincial COVID-19 guidelines, and operations may change with little notice. Many watershed municipalities provide safe outdoor skating and recreation options. Please visit local municipal websites for more details. This message will remain in effect until Friday, April 1, 2022, and will be updated if necessary. More information. For more information on flows, weather, and reservoir conditions, see the river data section of the GRCA website. Safety information for parents and children is available in the GRCA's River Safety Rules booklet. More information on the flood warning system is available on the GRCA website. Receive GRCA flood messages by email by subscribing through the GRCA website. Follow GRCA flood messages on Twitter at GRCA_flood_MSG. More information about how the GRCA manages floods is available in the flooding section of the website.